impression that laying an egg is hideously painful, like passing a shite the size of a boulder.
Caelan's bellow of laughter echoed over the water. Aye, you can guffaw, Fiona said. You don't have a son who refuses to eat chickens or eggs.
What kind of chicken is Wilhelmina?
Caelan asked, still grinning. A silky, so-called. A chicken with a mop of white feathers on top of its head. A grifter at the market rooked Alfie into believing she is half rabbit, half chicken.
Caelan groaned. That's so wrong.
Rory offered to turn her into rabbit chicken stew, which resulted in tears and screaming accusations of cruelty, capped by Alfie being sent to bed with bread and milk for supper.
Happened to you many a time without stunting your growth.
And to you, his sister retorted. I do understand the appeal of the carnivorous wilderness, Caelan. But, and I mean this, would it emasculate you to live in a sanitary dwelling? With a pantry that had more than a few withered carrots and some fly-blown mutton.
There's a partridge hanging off a hook in the courtyard, Caelan objected, and these fine trout, what more do I need?
He meant that sincerely. The castle was merely a place to live, and food just something to eat. A housekeeper, a cook, two housemaids, and a scullery maid, his sister said, flipping gills into the heather. He hated fuss and noise, which servants brought along with them.
Mrs. Baldy was no bother. She made a cup of tea when I shouted for one. I didn't mind serving me outside.
Aye, but she's gone, remember.
I'll have to hire another housekeeper,
Caelan said, resigned.
And a maid or two.
You'll have to start wearing a shirt. Decent women aren't used to seeing brawny chests. A pair of smalls under your kilt as well.
I don't see any reason to stain a shirt with fish guts if I can avoid it,
Fiona sighed. You can't live like this.
All signs are that I can.
The castle is filthy.
That's an exaggeration, he said,
wondering if it was. He didn't tend to notice dirt. Your study is littered with books, 15 dirty teacups, piles of horse hair, and drifts of foolscap around your desk. I assume from the horse hair that you're still writing a guide to fly fishing.
That, and a book about Scottish whisky.
I dunno know how you survive without an estate manager. Father was besieged by crofters on open days.
Their father had refused to make repairs of any kind, and had spent open days brawling with his tenants. Caelan considered himself lucky to have escaped his father's red hair and temper, along with his tight-fistedness. The former laird would have exploded with rage if he knew about the money his heir had sunk into improvements. The upshot was that Caerleven crofters could support themselves and their children, not merely by farming, but also by brewing small-batch whisky.
I don't find the crofters unreasonable.
Fiona tossed two fillets into the creel, rinsed her hands in the stream, and carefully wiped her knife on the moss.
Lunch?
Caelan suggested.
I'd be taking my life in my hands eating anything from that kitchen.
I do my cooking on the courtyard hearth. Look, I found wild garlic.
All right, Fiona said, shaking out the skirts of her riding habit. I can't believe you're using that fireplace. I remember Mother refusing to allow the cook to go near it on the grounds that we were no longer living in the dark ages.
It works,
Caelan said, leaving it at that.
Why are you paying me a visit, Fiona? The bean's not the first nor the last laddie to be obsessed by shite.
I mean to talk to you seriously about your future, his sister declared.
Oh, bloody hell,
he muttered, picking up the creel and his rod. Sure enough, she lectured him about the benefits of marriage all the way back to the castle, not even stopping when they got home.
There's a good example of what I mean, she said,
pointing at some large stones lying under the south tower. Castle Caerleven was one of the smallest castles in the country, but it was one of the oldest as well. To Caelan's mind, it had everything a castle should have. Two towers, linked by a stone rectangle, set at right angles, and an interior courtyard with room to house 50 crofters if the Macraes were ever besieged. Which they never were. Being as his ancestors had been quick with a claymore and more than capable of fending off aggressive clans and stray Englishmen who thought to steal Caerleven land.
What do the rocks have to do with this wife you're proposing?
Caerleven is going to rack and ruin, Fiona declared, crossing her arms over her chest. You're letting our ancient holding decay inside and out.
I am not, he said, stung. Those stones were left over from repairing the battlements in the North Tower, and they'll be used for the South in the summer. I've had the stonework repointed and most of the beams replaced. Remember how the nurse...